Will states unplug the NSA? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There seems to be a new NSA revelation every week, and in Washington State, Republican State Representative David Taylor has had enough.
If the federal government is going to fail to act to protect our citizens' rights, then it's up to the state to take action.
He's joined a Democrat in proposing what he's calling the Fourth Amendment Protection Act, which would prohibit the state from cooperating in any way with the NSA. And that means, among other things, refusing the use of any state services, including electricity. Other states have passed anti-NSA legislation, but Washington State would be the first to do it with an NSA installation within its borders. In fact, it's in Taylor's district at the Military Training Center in Yakima. But is he seriously going to try to cut off the electricity to the NSA's computers?
They have standalone power for the most part, is my understanding. But ultimately, if the bill were to pass as it's written right now, absolutely. At what point are we as a society going to continue to allow unwarranted surveillance in violation of our citizens' constitutional rights without taking action?
The NSA insists it's just trying to protect us from terrorists. But it came out that last November, the State Patrol shared data on an anarchist rally at the state capitol called the Million Mask March to protest NSA snooping. And to Representative Taylor?
That's unconscionable. An opportunity for a group to express themselves at our state capitol, they shouldn't be worrying about the government spying on them.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.